The White House travel bans have forced refugee resettlement agencies to change their strategies. That's one of the effects of the administration's first 100 days. From KUOW's immigration team, Ruby DeLuna recently caught up with World Relief and has this update.
The last time I spoke with Chitra Hanstad, it was February, right after the first travel ban came out. Hanstad is executive director of World Relief Washington. She wasn't looking forward to laying off caseworkers. The U.S. was going to cut back the number of refugees into the country by more than half, or 50,000. But the travel ban was stayed. World Relief ramped up its resettlement efforts. As the second travel ban works its way through the court system, Hanstad still had to let some people go.
It's been heartbreaking to say goodbye to some people on our staff. We luckily had to only lay off four people.
Even so, Hanstad doesn't know what the future holds. There may not be as many refugees coming in, but for those who are already here, they continue to need help months after their arrival.
That's when so many folks come up against roadblocks. Once the child is in school and they might have issues at the school and need someone to advocate on their behalf. They might have medical issues and they don't know how to communicate with the doctor. So with the slowdown, we're channeling more of our casework into that area.
Many agencies like World Relief are regrouping and trying to come up with new revenues to keep them going. In this new focus, it's about helping refugees not only thrive after they arrive, but to have access to economic opportunities and to partake in the political process.
I've really been thinking about my story and my three brothers. You know, we were immigrants here and what made the difference for us. I would say my brothers and I all feel that we're stakeholders in our community of choice, you know, where we all live.
Hanstad wants to help refugees make the transition from being an outsider to being part of community. Mar Walfratan and his family arrived in Seattle from Afghanistan 4 months ago. We first met at the World Relief office. He was attending a jobs class. Fratan recently found a job driving a van 5 days a week, delivering packages in Auburn, Tacoma, and Federal Way.
Become familiar with all the places.
I was going to say you're driving, but you're new here.
Yeah, I'm new here.
Fratan says his work provides a device that helps him navigate the areas and keeps his deliveries on track.
So everything is already, you know, putting there in my route, how many stops that I have and how many package I should deliver. So it's around 170, 175 packets every day.
Fratan says it feels good to work. His transition in Seattle has been smooth thanks to World Relief and to other Afghan transplants in Kent who've become his support group. He and his wife will rely on them even more next month when they welcome their second child. Back in Afghanistan, his mother took care of his family. Here in the U.S., they're on their own. His wife is worried.
I told her, no worries, I'm with you here. I will get vacations. I will be with you.
Despite the challenges ahead, Fratan says being here is good, especially for his family. Growing up in Afghanistan in the midst of all the civil unrest wasn't easy. Fratan says he wants a better childhood for his kids. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.